Welcome to this edition of Community Connections. I'm your host, Chuck Curlin. Today, our topic will be the Upper Merion Historical Commission. And from the Historical Commission is the Secretary, Matt McCafferty. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, there is a commission now here in Upper Merion Township. How was it derived and how did you get involved with it?
So I always tell the story from my perspective. I moved here in 2016. And I wanted to help out the township that I was a new resident of. So snooping around the website over a few years, I stumbled upon the newly created Historical Commission around the end of 2019. And I applied and I got an interview with two of the supervisors. And they said, you know what, Matt, you're on. So in January of 2020, we had our first meeting. And the rest is history, as they say.
And that happened during the pandemic, too. So were there any, like, curveballs and, tough fences to hurdle?
I will have to admit it was quite the challenge trying to get a newly formed organization up and running during a pandemic. Everything's shut down. It's hard to have those interpersonal relationships and going to meet people. So we did limp out of the gate a little bit. And struggled a little bit in the beginning, but we've got our feet underneath us and we've been running ever since.
So Matt, you're in this commission, you're new to it. It's a newly formed commission as well. Mm-hmm. What was it like when you got to meet everyone that was part of the commission with you? And by the way, how many people are on the commission?
So when we first started, we did have a full commission of seven. And as you can imagine, during the pandemic, a lot of challenges for, you know, various reasons with folks. So we lost some members, resigning and stuff like that, or moving out of the area. So now we're down to four members. That's Pat Jordan, Tina Smith, and Laura. I'm going to mess up her name. Laura Aldington.
Very good.
Thank you. Yeah. Sorry, Laura. That's and myself. So there's the four of us, and we're a pretty tight knit group. We all bring our own expertise. In different areas. Pat is our face of the franchise, very personable. She does a lot of great things in the community. Laura is a doctor in some sort of archaeology. I think it has to do with glass. Again, Laura, I know you're a really smart person. Sorry. So she has the technical expertise. And then Tina Smith, she is one of the most well-organized, sharp people that I know. And I'm glad to have her on the commission. She keeps us
straight and narrow,
right? So, and then there's me, the wild card.
Yes, that's why you drew the short straw to be here with us.
That's right. I just do what I'm told. So right. I'm the secretary, I'm the scribe. And so I bring that to the table, taking the minutes.
So the four of you, do you get together often? How's that set up? And how are topics discussed? Like, who comes up with the ideas?
Yeah, so we meet the third Tuesday of every month at the Township Building in the Henderson Room. It's right near the library. So, if you have nothing to do around 7 o'clock on a third Tuesday, please stop on by, say hi. But usually the topics that we discuss are either community-driven, somebody from the community brings it to our attention. Maybe the supervisors have something that they'd like us to research or dig into. But mainly it's whatever pops into our little heads by speaking to other societies, commissions, organizations within the area to see what they're doing and, either attaching ourselves to help them out or, coming up with our own ideas.
So someone watching this program who might have an idea, they could pop into that meeting and say, hey, I just want to give you a little note. Maybe this is something you should delve into.
That's, I would strongly encourage that because then we're going to try to hustle you to stay and be a member. But yeah, if you just have an idea and you don't want to be a member, it's fine. Just you can reach out to us anytime or find us here in the Township Building.
So if you're a history buff, this would be a good opportunity.
I mean, I'm not formally educated in history, but I have a passion for it ever since I was a kid. So if you have that same passion or if you're, you feel that you didn't go to school for it, so you don't belong. That get that out of your head. If you have a passion for history and you want to help the community, come on by. We'll be happy to have you.
Yeah, and we should take note. So there's a commission and there's a society, but you guys work and collaborate together very well.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So we go above and beyond to collaborate with a lot of the organizations in the area, from the Valley Forge Alliance to the King of Prussia Historical Society, and other groups, even some of the local schools we try to reach out to and get their involvement. But this particular commission, we rely heavily on collaboration, and we try to bring some folks together, especially with our big project we're working on with the semi-quincentennial coming up. We're trying to build a coalition of the willing and come up with some great ideas and events as we get towards 2026.
So the tongue twister, the semi-quincentennial, that's 250?
That's right. That's right. Right. Luckily, my fellow commissioners have worked with my linguistics to be able to for me to spit that out.
Love it.
After a few years, it rolls off the tongue.
So, I mean, obviously, that's a big event. 250 years. There must be a lot of things in the works or ideas being thrown around.
Yeah, I'm going to plug the one idea that we came up with a few years ago. I think it is now. That looks like it's gaining some traction, and that is the March to Valley Forge. We'd like to commemorate that in some way. So the idea is working with, like I said, the local alliances and societies and commissions and the Valley Forge Park, and come up with a reenactment of the March to Valley Forge for the encampment. And we want to, the idea is to have like multi-generational representation. So reenactors, veterans, you know, anybody that wants to be involved to get on the route. We haven't come up with the route or the time or all that stuff. We're still working out the logistics, but just speaking with the superintendent over at Valley Forge, she was very interested in that idea. Some of the other alliances and societies and commissions are very interested in the idea. So we're excited about that. I think it'll be a great representation of Upper Marion to have that march coming through our town and have a strong showing. So we're really proud of that. We hope we can get it executed. It looks like it's trending in the right direction. So if anybody has ever done a march before or a parade of this type and has some background in that, you know, the third Tuesday, 7 o'clock, come and meet us to help us out.
Well, the question that I would have with that is, are they going to try to wear the recreation of the garb and the whole outfit?
That's what we're hoping for.
Okay.
Because I know that there's a lot of folks that do the reenactments over at the park already.
Right.
So I think that we can hustle them in pretty easily. It's just going to get other people involved. I was really envisioning, like, you know, having some active duty folks. Maybe the Marine Corps silent drill team can come along with us. Some veteran organizations and our reenactors. So hopefully we have a big, long crew, a big army marching through the town and celebrating the semi-quincentennial together.
Yeah, because then you're going to have somebody who's planning this is going to be concerned about, all right, where are we going to get all these costumes?
Yeah, I mean,
the more people is going to be crazy, right?
That's right.
But it will be a neat event.
Oh,
definitely.
I think it's a great idea. I know logistically it's, you know, it's probably going to be a little challenging, but like I said, a coalition of the willing, we should be able to get it together.
Matt, one idea that came through when we were talking about everything that takes place in the commission was the King of Prussia Inn. When that got moved back in the day, that was something that even though the commission wasn't formed then, they would have been involved with.
Absolutely. It was a tremendous accomplishment too, getting that whole building into the spot that it is now. Amazing accomplishment. But we are engaged with the chamber over there that is the operator over there. The King of Prussia Inn is on the National Registry. So there is some grant funding and different revenue streams that we're trying to unlock for them. We're collaborating with the state of Pennsylvania and the historical department, lack of a better term.
Right.
A nice lady by the name of Megan McNish. We've joined those two parties together to try to get some funding for the building, for the upkeep and the maintenance and anything they're entitled to. So we are working hand in hand with the King of Prussia Inn, even though we didn't exist or take place in the
the original movement.
The original movement, but we are actively involved with the King of Prussia and trying to help them out.
But there are other projects that you're dealing with at this time. Can you share a few of them?
Yeah, Old Swedes Church over there on the other side of the township. They have a the church has been there for hundreds of years. And we are trying to actively get them on the National Registry. There's some challenges and hurdles that go along with that. But we have, like I'll keep on saying, we have a coalition of the willing that's going to help them get them across the finish line to unlock some funding for that great organization and that beautiful building. And they also have a very interesting cemetery, too, with folks that have been buried from the American Revolution all the way up until recent. Mm-hmm. So Anna Morris Holstein is actually buried there as well. It's just a fascinating site.
Yeah, and that's something that I'm curious about, the placards that you see. Is it a tough process to get that put in place?
Sure, yeah. You know, anything that deals with a bureaucracy, you know, there's a lot of hoops you got to, you know, jump through. And I understand why, you know, you don't want to just put markers everywhere. So a lot of fact-finding and documentation that goes along with it. But I'm proud to say that the commission and working with the Valley Forge Alliance and the King of Prussia Historical Society, you know, we all came together, we got the documentation that we needed, we submitted it with the state and got a marker for the Anna Morris Holstein property that's on Henderson Road.
Is there a map that lays out all the placards in Upper Marion Township yet?
I don't really know. I think there might be something on the state site that you can navigate, but that's something we might have to start working on.
Yeah, because that would be pretty cool that if you had a map laid out and you could number them and say you could hit it like almost
like a tour.
The plaques that are, because it's obviously a very historical area with Valley Forge being so close by.
That's right. So we're working on multiple properties to try to get that recognition and get some funding for them, you know, to get them rolling in the right direction.
Now, being a part of the commission, are you also connected with the schools?
We actually just reached out to the Upper Marion Area School District looking for student members. We actually have a nice young man that's in the high school right now that should soonly be anointed to be on the commission.
Oh, nice.
His name's Rich, real good kid. So we're using him to hustle some of his friends to become members, you know, and get actively involved in history. So yeah, we're actively working with the schools. We do reach out to the universities in the area and their history departments. You know, anybody that's willing to help us out or give us some information to help us learn, you know, we're all about it. So if you know anybody, you know any students, send them our way.
Now, when you're putting some of these ideas together, are you allowed to share what might be coming down the pike with the commission?
Yeah. So like I said before, the main drive the last couple months going into 2026 is the semi-quincentennial.
Right.
So that's like we're laser focused on that. Try to build a coalition together with the Valley Forge Park and the superintendent over there to get all kinds of events leading up to it, not just in 2026, but 2025, 2026, 2027.
And beyond.
Yeah, and beyond. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah. So if somebody went to your website, what would they, how would they navigate? Where would you tell them to go?
So if you go on the township website, and in the search bar, just to make it easier for everyone, just put in Historical Commission. It'll direct you to our page. Mm-hmm. It gives the list of names of the folks that are on it. I also want to make a plug to Dave Dolga. He's our board liaison, our staff board liaison. He works for the township, and he really does a tremendous work for us. Getting the information onto the website, our minutes and our agendas, help us organize the events that we go to over at Norview Farms, be it the community fair. So he's a great addition to the team. We really appreciate him. The other person I want to get a quick plug to is Greg Phillips. He's our board liaison. He's one of the supervisors. He's always providing great insight and giving us really good ideas. But all those folks, you can see the list of names on the township website. It also gives you a little area where you could apply to be on the commission. And currently we have information about the Powell House, an older historic building that's been in the township for, I wish some of my colleagues were here, but a very long time.
Yes.
Very long time. It's right over near the mall. So we're working on that project too. And you can learn more information about that Powell House on the website.
So when they look at the Powell House, for instance, will you be involved in the restoration if it needs be, or is it more to the funding end of it?
Right now, it's in flux. We just kind of started putting our eye towards it. Mm-hmm. But the main focus would be to advise the Board of Supervisors in anything they need as far as funding or getting knowledge out to the public about the history of the house, build some support. But ultimately it would be an effort to try to restore it with any grant funding that's available.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Board of Supervisors and your liaison. Do they ask you to come to board meetings to speak on the commission's behalf?
Well, luckily for us, Greg Phillips does represent us really well. So we get to cut out. We don't have to go to those meetings.
Oh, okay.
So he comes to our meetings, he gathers information about what we're working on and reports back to the board. So, he does a solid for us so we don't have to go to multiple meetings. So.
Well, at least you get to watch it on television.
That's right.
That's it. So you can take notes.
And we cheer Greg on. Thanks, Greg.
Well, I was thinking that you're the scribe basically. Yeah. So you have to jot down everything that's taken place. So you should have a plethora of information on what's happening.
Luckily I write everything down because my memory's terrible, but that's what makes me a good scribe, I guess.
That's a good thing. Being the secretary, so you have the president, vice president, secretary, mm-hmm. and is there actually a treasurer on the board as well or no?
No treasurer. Okay. We don't really have a need for it. We do submit a budget to the Board of Supervisors for arts and crafts, signage, stuff like that for us to go out in the public and do some outreach.
Matt, I know when you're dealing with history, a lot of times collaboration has to come into play because there are so many different groups, especially here in Montgomery mm-hmm. County. Are there a number of groups that you are currently collaborating with?
Yeah, I'm going to give a few plugs and shout outs to our friends over in Tredyffrin, their historical commission. The Valley Forge Park and the Rangers and the superintendent over there are great. The Daughters of the Revolution, the Valley Forge Alliance, and of course, the King of Prussia Historical Society. That's our, I like to call our coalition of the willing to get things done. And they've been a wealth of information. They're great people.
Now, do you all ever get together in one room, or is that something that you're working on?
That's what we're working towards. Rose, the superintendent over at Valley Forge Park, she has a vision of getting the stakeholders in the area in a room together over at Valley Forge Park as we all collaborate to come up with events for the semi-quincentennial. And that group will, get this march moving forward. That's the goal along with other projects. But we're really excited about this march. So if you're excited about it, anybody out there is excited about it, reach out to us, come to our meetings, 7 o'clock on the third Tuesday of each month and show us, come and give us your ideas. And we're really excited about that. So the more the merrier.
Now, you mentioned a number of groups. Is there one group that you seem to be more in line with?
I think just naturally the King of Prussia Historical Society. There's members on the commission that are members of the society, floating back and forth over the years. So on a routine basis, we're reaching out to them, collaborating in any way we can to support them. They're a great organization, and anything that we could do to help them, we're happy to do.
Yeah, the reason why I ask is because obviously the more people you get involved, the better it is. And you're talking about Tredyffrin Township, they have a historical group as well. Mm-hmm. Do they share ideas and say, hey, this might be something that's been working for us, would this work for this commission?
That's exactly right. things, trials and tribulations, I guess you could say, in any organization. You know, hey, have you tried this? Have you tried that program? And some of the more established commissions in the area that have been around for a very long time have already done it. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel and learn from their challenges and their opportunities and incorporate it into our commission so we don't make the same mistakes. So they've been a wealth of information. Same thing with Radnor Township, their commission over there. Just really good, salt-of-the-earth folks that have helped us along the last 4 years.
So if someone had like a historical home or property, would you recommend them to contact the commission? How would they go about doing so? Because I know nowadays the placards, or if you own a historical home, there might be, I don't know if there's an advantage to it or not, but I know in like some towns you can't do anything to the property.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same here in...
No, it's nothing like that. What we focus on is preservation, of course, but we're not restrictive, right? So none of the residents have to worry about having to come in front of the historical commission to approve a nail or anything right. like that. We don't do that. But what we do is we are working on a project of historic houses or older houses. They don't even have to be, you know, notable. Didn't have somebody notable live there or anything, but just the architecture of some of these homes in our area that, you know, as early as like 1600, you know,
wow.
That have been around. As a matter of fact, our chairperson lives in a beautiful log cabin towards the Wayne side, I would say, of the township. Her house is beautiful, and I wish she was here. I always forget the date,
right.
But let's just say that like the 17th century it was built, if I recall correctly, by a Welshman.
Okay.
But it's a beautiful house, and you know, we just want to bring attention to those beautiful properties in the township, and anything that we could do to facilitate, you know, grants and funding, either private or governmental. We'll do that. But yeah, we're working on identifying some of the more unique unique properties in our township.
How about historical districts? Is that something that you're looking into as well?
Yeah, it was floated by our board liaison, Greg Phillips. I thought it was a pretty good idea. That particular area of the township in Wayne that I'm talking about has a lot of older properties, beautiful properties. So it's been floated of doing a district, just to, you know, some signage and call it out. Nothing restrictive or anything like that. Just celebrating the uniqueness of the area and how old it is.
Right.
You know, how long it's been around.
Yeah, and he's the one that attends your meetings on a consistent basis, right?
So, yeah.
So he's coming up with some good ideas, and you guys have to run with it, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, it's not just a take relationship, you know? Greg helps us out. He has a lot of good ideas. He has a passion for it, and it's definitely appreciated. You know, that's one of his better ideas.
Now, I know, obviously, cemeteries come with a lot of history. How do you have an idea of how many historical cemeteries there are located in the area?
You know, my colleagues are going to kill me for not knowing it off the top of my head, especially since we're working on this project. We actually have a display here at the township building in the atrium there of some of the cemeteries that are in our township that have been around since the Revolution.
Right. Right?
And some very interesting folks that are buried there, just to see a tombstone of somebody that served in the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, is just amazing in and of itself. So we're trying to draw some attention to these cemeteries that you drive past every day in the township and don't really think twice about like who's buried there. So we're trying to bring attention to that and dig into who's buried there and maybe do some profiles and stuff. It's a preliminary project, but just the little bit of time that we've been engaged in it, it's just been eye-opening.
Yeah, you figure every Halloween, that'd be something that you guys could promote, you know, the Halloween and those two seem to go hand in hand.
It just, you know, and some of the churches and organizations in the area do some of those projects. So I'll say that probably a good idea for us to like weasel in there and put our name to it. So I think we're on the track to do that and just to get more people involved and donating to some of these cemeteries because, you know, they're old. There's, you know, not a lot of funding that goes into these things. So doing some events for these local cemeteries and organizations is high on our priority list, especially around this time.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you look at historical commissions, what's normally the breakdown? Do they break it down like, say, churches, cemeteries, homes, plots of land? Is there a formula that you look at?
So the mission statement, I'm not going to recite it perfectly, but it's right. Basically the preservation and drawing attention to historic properties within the township. And just inherently, you know, churches and cemeteries, you know, houses, those kind of structures are the first thing that come to mind. But it's been choose your own adventure really for us on the commission. But what we're focused on is getting the knowledge out there to the public, let the public know what we have in this township. There's a lot of rich history, and just getting the information out there and hopefully getting a lot of people engaged, and hopefully that generates some funds for some of these properties. So we'll see how it goes, but that's the main drive is some of the more fun, the fun part of it, right? You know, yes. A building and stuff like that, you know, it's tangible. You can see it, you know, hey, there it is.
Right.
So that's been the strategy.
So Matt, as we wind the program down, someone watching this program, they want to get involved with the commission. How would they go about doing so?
Reach out to us. You can reach out to me. My name is Matt McCaffrey. Matt McCaffrey at comptas.net. You can just email me. You can go on the township website. It's probably the easiest way to do it. Apply online. There's applications for the citizens boards. I want to do the cheap plug, historical commission. If you're interested in history, don't worry about if you're not educated in it or anything like that. If you have a passion and you want to preserve what we got and help out the board of supervisors, advise the board of supervisors, you know, we're the commission for you. We have a lot of fun. We're a tight knit group with all of our members. We have a lot of fun. We're out there in the community, and you know, the more the merrier for us. So come on down to the third Tuesday of each month, 7 o'clock here in the Henderson Room at the Township Building. We're happy to have you. Come one, come all, and hopefully we can get some new members.
Awesome, Matt. It was great having you as a guest here today.
Thanks, man.
Our guest today has been Matt McCaffrey from the Upper Merion Historical Commission. From all of us here at UMGA Television, I'm Chuck Curlin. Thank you for watching.